The Ramen Noodle Season 3 opening episode is brought to you by, well, nobody, because no one dared sponsor this kind of crap.
It's too big. Now, what? Crap? It's too big and exciting. Who would touch it with a sponsorship?
With its 19 and a half inch sponsorship.
Jeez.
And a new theme song. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 74.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. When they try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as The Ramen Noodle on Twitter. Joining me in his usual place is Jeremy.
That's Jeremy. Hi. Yeah. Hi.
Also known as Flegon.
Mm-hmm.
Flemgon.
Nope.
No.
You're Flegon. A host, not a host. Just for that.
And here's the big question. The big, big question.
Thought you were already married.
Oh, not that big.
Oh, but okay.
Almost that big. So this theme song, we've been dating it for a little while. Not sure if we want to commit to it. And now that we've been in premarital counseling with this theme song, there are some issues that have arisen, which could be showstoppers.
Wow. Wow, I guess this is my fault because I made the marriage connection.
So here's what we want from you guys is, well, here, I'll tell you honestly. We've had this theme song idea for a long time, and we've gotten some great help in making it. Some people, that's actually people filled each of those different parts. And we had Justin Lowmaster there.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Justin Bieber made a special appearance. He played the lead voice in it. And
I didn't think you changed it enough. It just, I don't know. It sounded too much like him.
A couple other people too.
Nice.
I can't remember
you
their
can't remember
names,
who David. They contributed for their 15 seconds of not fame.
The guy from Critical Mass Media.
The guy.
Yeah.
You should probably have just left that out until you remembered his name.
Well, I wanted to give him credit, but... we want to know what you think of the new theme song and whether we should keep it or switch to something else. Personally, well, I'll save my opinions. But, you know, I'm not so sure we want to continue with this relationship. Maybe we need to play it one more time.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we do.
Down, 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 down. Oh, whoops. No, wrong button.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. When they try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
So, I don't know. What do you think? Should we go through with it? I mean, how many people get to have Justin Bieber sing their song for them? You know?
We've had one request for the lyrics and one request for a what like you. That would be amateur.
Yeah, I kind of wonder about replacing that word with something else that rhymes more in, or that fits more in the timber or... time
time to
but something that we did get from this is, since we're talking about the theme song now, and this was contributed by different community members and listeners who...
And things.
Yeah, and Justin Bieber, who wanted to be a part of this, and not everyone who wanted to be a part actually ended up wanting it to be a part enough so that they did the work to be a part of this, Eric, but...
Whoa! Calling people out.
Eric got a new job, and he, like, had a baby or something.
He had a baby.
Or is having a baby.
I didn't know.
And got a new car.
That he... Anyway, that's so mature. All right.
In this process, though, people sent me their recordings of their parts, and this is one of them that has some great bloopers. Now, I asked everyone to use their own creativity.
Have you gotten permission to play these?
Yes, they gave them to me, bloopers and all. All
right, then we're not responsible.
Yeah, at all, for anything, ever. And this is, these are, well, I'll just, I gave them the opportunity to interpret the part however they wanted to. And everyone did a great job. I just told them, this is what the instrument actually is. Do it however you want. So one gentleman decided to record with his child, apparently in his lap. And you'll hear this. This is quality music here, folks. If it gets much better than this, then that's the world of music.
This will be on the special features.
Now that one wasn't too bad. This is about 5 times into this. Let's skip forward a little bit here.
Oh, man, I had the one perfect.
So let's try this again. A little sharp, but not too bad. Let's see what baby thinks when he does it again. I thought about including that in the song, but that just be the end of it is.
That's awesome.
And let's see this bit. I think baby was saying, I made this for you. Maybe he's got a baby Julian Smith
diaper there. In hand.
I made this for you. It's full of
what I made. Anyway,
it's full of that word when he used in a recent Words with Friends game.
It's not my fault, Winnie. Well, yeah, it is actually, but they have magnetic Scrabble letters on their refrigerator. I just had to show them the word that you played.
And what was that word, Jeremy?
It was poo.
Ha! I finally got you to say it instead of my having to say it. So anyway, let us know what you think of the new theme. And if you don't like it, then send us money so that we can pay someone to write a better theme for us. Because I do not have time. Just because I quit my job doesn't mean I suddenly have time to write a new theme.
Wow. What in the... That was...
A little harsh?
A little
maybe
bit.
Maybe I should try this again.
Like, look, people.
I love you, but it's just not quite working out, maybe. So...
Who no. are you talking to?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Your mom. Anyway, this is the podcast... seasoning packets of clean comedy to flavor your day. I should have said that about 10 minutes ago. But hey, people have either turned us off or are totally enthralled by now.
They're going back and listening to that theme song over and over and over.
It'll be their ringtone.
And over, and their kids and are saying, stop! Just stop.
Stop. Stop it. I make this for you.
So who was that, by the way?
That was Justin Lomaster.
I thought so.
Or think.
You think?
Well, you did also.
Don't you know who anybody is?
But, you know, we do have some funny things to talk about other than our silly theme song.
Our silly bumper.
Which is still the same as in season two.
Yeah, as season one.
This is more of like a slow, gradual evolutionary process. So at this rate, in about 1 million years, we'll have new bumpers.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Same goes for cars.
Yeah, right. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. Now, it's been a month since we've been here in the studio.
Yes.
And by the way, as intro to season three, which I guess intro would have been earlier, we're now back to weekly format. So we'll have fun stuff happening within the last week, we can say.
Yay!
But now let's talk about stuff that's happened within the last month.
Or, okay, that's fine.
I've got a few things to share.
Wow.
Yeah. Funny stuff happened to me.
I don't know who you are. For me, it was not a very funny month, but I have a theory on that, which may, in fact, be my funny story.
Oh, okay. So we'll share that next. After I share mine first.
I'll share it next. You'll just listen.
This last week was vacation Bible school week at my church, and my wife, Jenny, helped me with it as we led a team of second and third graders, which is always an interesting age because it's, well, kindergarten and first grade, they're like so cute when they don't understand things. But at second and third grade, they're old enough that they should understand things, but they're young enough that they still tend to wander or they still tend to not follow directions very well. And there was this one girl on our team who's the expert Sunday school classroom girl.
Okay.
Like, she knew the answers to every single question about the Bible. Wow. One of those types, you know, that wanted to raise her hand. Well, no, she didn't want to raise her hand. She wanted to answer and proceeded to answer almost every single question that was asked.
I see.
Even rhetorical questions. Don't ask second and third graders rhetorical questions. Nice. Unless you tell them don't answer. Because they will answer.
This is the type of question you don't answer. You're second and third graders. You should understand this by now.
It's called rhetorical. Say it with me. Rhetorical. So this girl, though.
Little Rhett raises his hand.
This little girl kept talking and kept saying things and just talking out loud and completing stories. Like the Bible teacher would start off saying, this is a story about Jesus. And the little girl would be like, oh, I know this one. It's the one where... Just a tiny little fact like that. He'll be like, no, it's not that one. And then she'll be like, what is it? And this would go on every single night. Well, one of the nights, the theme was actually talking about Christmas and why we have Christmas. And so the room was decorated a little bit for Christmas, and the Bible teacher had a guitar there, and he wanted us to sing Christmas songs.
In July?
Yes, in July. It was Christmas in July. It was fun.
Oh, my goodness. I just don't even know anymore. All right, go on.
And this girl was having some trouble, though, remembering the Christmas songs. Apparently, she knows all the answers about the Bible. But she was having some difficulty remembering Christmas songs. So she blurted out. She says, is tomorrow Easter? Can it be Easter? Because I know a lot more Easter songs.
Can it be Easter? I see.
Then we had... Is it Easter yet? Hey, I wonder if that website exists. Is it Easter.com?
Uh-oh.
Because there's isitchristmas.com. And it's, oh, is it Easter.com is not a single serve. Anyway, there was another kid, this time a little boy, and I've had him on my team several times before. When I did the younger teams, he was on there, and now he's on my older team. And he's really cute, but he's the type that you look at him and you're not sure if he's about to cry or if he's about to fall asleep, because he just looks at you with these big eyes and kind of stretchy face. It's just like...
stretchy.
But, well, like he's yawning or tired or about to cry or something.
Wow.
And he was part puppy this entire week. That was the best way to describe him, I figured out, is puppy. Because here's what would happen. We'd go outside. He'd see a cat. He'd want to chase the cat. We would be outside, and he wants to roll around in the grass.
This is unexpected.
Rather than playing the games with us, he wants to roll in the grass. And
like, did you put him in a bag?
No.
Good.
We did have a cage for him. Thankfully, he didn't get too excited.
I was just going to ask.
Sit. Sometimes I did actually feel like I was giving a dog commands, because I'd tell him to sit. Sit down. Sit.
Then I tossed him a bone and I knew I'd gone too far.
What is this? Noir or whatever?
What?
So he had very puppy-like behaviors. Additional things that he would do whenever we would play a game or
very puppy-like
many activities that we would do, I'd always have to try and keep an eye on him, or my wife would, because he would wander off just like a puppy. And we'd find him like chasing a butterfly. Really, this one time we were playing kickball and he's in line to kick the ball, and this butterfly flutters by and he starts chasing it just like a puppy, just leaves the line. And also, during kickball, someone else is at kick, I guess, at bat, whatever.
At kick, foot.
It's their turn.
At foot. Yes.
It's their turn.
That's
to
the
kick.
Official term.
I don't know if I trust you on that.
Just do it. Just trust.
And he was several spaces back in the line, and I think this was right after he finished trying to chase the butterfly. He sees the ball, and like a puppy, it's like, oh, ball. And he starts chasing the ball to kick it.
Wow.
He was a puppy.
Maybe he was actually a kindergartner pretending to be a second grader.
Maybe, but I know he's been on my kindergarten team a few years ago, but it's been a while. And so he's older.
I was kind of kidding, really.
But he's also really cute, too. So it's like a cute little puppy. You just want to scratch him behind the ears.
Wow. Did he have fleas?
No, I think his mom had told me they'd given him a flea bath shortly before.
Okay, good. Did she really say that?
No.
Okay, I would hope not. Interesting. I didn't know that we had human-dog hybrids at this point.
Now we do. His personality was that of a puppy.
I see. I see. No, actually, I don't see.
Okay.
But anyway.
What have you got? What's happened?
What?
With you?
I thought you had several things.
I do, but I'll share something else in a moment.
The thing is, I have this theory, but I'm not sure that it holds up since you have lots of things from the past month.
Well, I've got a couple more.
My theory is that it's sort of like the theory of relativity, but probably not really at all.
Like mothers-in-laws and sisters and cousins. Oh,
it's the property of, I don't even have a name for it yet. It's so new. But the longer you go, the longer of a time period you examine, the fewer funny things happen. We can find a funny thing every week, but every 2 weeks, not so often.
A little
often.
Bit of a stretch, yeah.
A month, it was just unfunny.
Yeah, it's like we go into depression, and then nothing is funny for an entire
Without
month.
Without the ramen noodle regularly, life is just unfunny, and so I have nothing to... So it's self-perpetuating, really.
That's our new slogan.
Without the ramen noodle, life is unfunny. Like your mom. That's not part of the slogan. So, you're reaching for something.
Yeah.
And that's really the extent of my theory. I can't think of anything really funny that happened. Certain things that weren't all that funny happened.
Well, something funny is about to happen, right?
How did you know I was going to throw that at you? And that it was going to hurt so much?
That I was going to laugh hysterically. I was thinking the thing tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah, that's not funny either.
Oh, I think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny.
Oh, okay. Well, not tell anyone then. But I do have something to share. When I left my job, they had a little going away party for me, and they made two cakes and only let me have a piece of them, and then they kept the leftovers. But what they did do, what they did give me when I left, is they gave me a card with a couple of my favorite characters on the card. And, well, let me just let this card speak for itself.
We're begging you, begging you.
Please don't go.
Oh, I'm going to act like a little kid and stop my pain. It's not great that you're leaving. Say it's not over.
Oh, I'm just going to grab your pant leg and not like, oh,
don't go. You're really not going, are you?
Wow.
And it was so nice of my boss to record that message for me.
Nice.
Yeah, so they will always be remembered. For both of my bosses, that's who you heard in there.
Yep. That's exactly who you heard.
Yeah, doesn't that look like my boss?
Very formal.
That one's the tall one. That one's
very
the
official.
One you know.
Portal reference. Oh. I was going to say something I completely forgot, which makes for great podcasting.
Okay.
Oh, never mind.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
I just realized that it
Sorry.
That was on purpose. I pressed
the wrong button. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Whoops.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
No.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Okay, hands are off.
Your hands came off! Oh my gosh! No, all I was going to say is that I realized that what I was going to say was a belated joke. So it's kind of stupid now.
Oh, my thing was funny.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
There's a theory in the chat room that I'm losing my memory, just so everyone knows.
We got some letters in, or not letters. Well, you can send in actual letters. P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. If you'd like to send actual letters and checks in the mail and
presents,
Czechoslovakians and all of that.
Pets.
Yeah. Puppies.
In bags.
Yeah.
Not half human puppies, though, paid, please. Though.
And we got some messages in from some of our listeners.
Yeah, Space Turtle, Justin Lemester here from thespaceturtle.com, where I put some posts up in the recent past, so there's something new to read since last time, which isn't always the case. You were talking about, or you showed that eHarmony video, and it reminded me of back in the day. I actually tried eHarmony. I made up a profile, filled out all the questions, and hit OK. And this thing goes thinking, and it's like, we have a message. And it's like the results, and it says, we can't find a match for you. And I'm like, thanks, I'm already on eHarmony. That's exactly what I need to hear. So, yeah.
This is my first attempt at a...
So, eHarmony, what is happening right now?
You, eHarmony. So, that's my funny story. You might have even laughed. And even though it's late, this is your birthday song, Jenny. It isn't. Okay, I'm not going to do that.
Stop! Stop! Bye.
Stop it! I made this for you.
So, did we miss part of his story?
I think No, not really.
We didn't? Oh, okay. I was so confused.
But Jenny's in the chat room, and she heard it, and she says yay.
Jenny's in the chat room.
And she heard it.
Two.
She said yay.
This is my first attempt at
He's talking about this video.
eHarmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just going to start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some. I think about how cute they are and how their ears and the whiskers and the nose. And I want them to be on a rainbow and in my bed, and I just want us to roll around, to roll around, round, round, round. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love all cats, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat.
Now you can. Ooh. So that's from Shmo Yoho, otherwise known as the Auto-Tune the News people.
That was good.
Or was that maybe Justin's profile video from eHarmony?
Wow. And that maybe was in fact a female. When you first started it, I was going to whisper, "We played this on the last episode."
Nope.
But not quite.
Not that one.
That's brilliant.
So thank you, Justin.
She, however, is not.
And I'm sorry that you couldn't find a match, but I'm glad it worked out for you.
And I'm glad they didn't give you her. Let's just be honest.
Because you can't hug every cat.
I'm pretty sure she got no match, honestly. Because we can all see her destiny. I'm so sorry to say.
Now we got another an email here from Jesse, and this is in response to an old episode. This is from, I think it was a while back. Anyway, I think it was when we had Wayne Henderson on the episode, maybe.
Oh.
Just Add Hydrogen was the name of the episode.
Right.
Jesse says, it's a guy's
Simon
name.
Says.
He says, "This is a little quick response to the past, to a past episode, Just Add Hydrogen. It is about the noodleism, Have You Passed?" Do you remember that noodleism?
Yeah.
He says, "And today, while I was going on a trip, I saw..." Let me read that differently. "And today, while I was going on a..."
Oh, man. Oh, man.
"On a trip, I saw a sign that said, Pass with care. That only means that they poo without caring."
Oh, gosh.
"Where they do it. I just thought that was hilarious. Goodbye."
Oh.
It's all caps, so I
fascinating.
Had to imitate his voice.
Fascinating. How come we don't do noodleisms anymore?
Actually, we do, because
we do?
We have one for this episode.
Oh, man.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
How'd you like my segue?
Nice. Yeah. I'll pay for that later. Or, no, I won't.
Oh, crap.
So I do have a noodleism. And I came up with this while we were on vacation. Speedometer. or speedometer.
Speedometer.
Exactly. A speedometer is really a speedometer.
Wait. No. Speed-o-meter. You know, like any other kind of
speed meter. Of meter.
I don't even want to know fast, about the way you said it.
How many meters does a meter, if a meter could meter, meters?
Because in the old-timey days, they had all kinds of o-meters, you know?
Except this is a meter for speedos.
Oh, man.
It's an indicator of how many speedos are in the area, or how many... this is where it breaks down a little
but
bit.
But it's especially important when driving along the coast, trying to find a place where you actually want to be on the beach. You want to see a rating of zero or less. Wait. You might need another meter to go along with that, because if the speedo meter drops to zero, you may want to make sure that the swim trunk-o-meter is actually high, or that the people meter is low as well, because the wrong balance and you don't want to stop at that beach either.
Well, what's great is also there's an app for my phone now for the Android platform. It's a speedometer on the go. So if I ever wonder, like if I see a guy in a speedo and I wonder like, oh, what's the rating on that one? Then I can pull out my Android phone.
I'm not sure that's what that app is.
And like take a picture.
What?
And the speedometer will measure it with GPS location enabled.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Oh, what do you think this segment's about?
Your mom?
No.
Oh, about you being ridiculous. It's about speedos. I don't think that any app that encourages you to take pictures of speedos is probably an app that you should have on your phone. I'm just saying.
I've endured a video before, and I'm not going to link to it in the show notes. But it's some British video where it's saying, at what point do speedos become underwear? And it shows a guy walking from a beach in a speedo. It shows him from behind. And it just, at different moments, it's saying, swimsuit, undies. And it, like, he starts walking through a mall and you see ladies screaming as he walks past. Mothers hiding their children's eyes.
So it's about the context.
Yes.
I see.
It's because, as a wise man once said,
without context, where are we?
Which is a quote that I apparently seem to be the only other person in the world that can appreciate that.
I know. Because I said it, and apparently that makes me a wise man.
Yeah, I like that.
Not quote. One of the wise men.
But when I say it to other people, they're just like, huh? Let me pull out my speedometer, my speedometer, and measure the speedo-ness of that quote.
I just got to say, that whole context thing doesn't just apply to men. It's rather shocking. More shocking than at the beach, when certain types of swimwear are worn in other public places. Just use some discretion out there, people.
Or certain types of people are wearing certain types of swimwear.
That's a whole nother issue right there.
Oh, that reminds me. Going to the beach recently gave me more confidence in the fact that I don't look like some of the people I saw out there.
Oh, I see. In your speedo?
No. Do not think about that.
Oh, I wasn't.
But more like seeing certain guys that's like, really? You feel that confident to walk around like that without your shirt on?
You remember the part puppy, part boy. Well, meet the part man, part whale.
Part man, part jelly.
Part like, jelly.
Yeah, just kind of wiggles as you are. No speedometer on him. But you know what else either the speedometer or its big brother equivalent, the speedometer, is good for is, well, it's actually not all that nice because it's the spit on your mom.
What?
Yeah.
Spit on your mom or her.
Speedometer.
Where did this come
from? Or maybe it's spit on her.
No. This is just bad. This is bad and she'll be abandoned.
So here's the point, people. Speedometers and speedometers should be banned. You need to rise up against them.
Wait. No speedometers?
Right. We don't want people spitting on her.
No. Speedometers? I can't even say that freaking word now because it doesn't sound right and I can't say it right anymore. I've never had a problem with that word.
You can't hug every cat.
I know.
Can't hug every cat.
Not at this
cat.
Speed anyway.
I just love them.
Don't we want to know how fast our cars are moving?
In speedos per what? Hour?
No, because... All right. I don't
Speedos think. Do apparently make people more aerodynamic for swimming through water.
They make other people move more quickly.
Like the people who see the people wearing speedometers. Yeah. Now, if you have any noodleisms for us or funny stories, I didn't share this
previously. Or any sick you have not expelled.
Right. Then you can send those to us.
Oops. I interjected that at the wrong part.
Send it to P.O. Box. Send your funny stories to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. Or leave a comment on the show notes, which, by the way, in the show notes, we will have the cat ladies song in there. And that will be at theramennoodle.com/74. Now, I've got some stories to share. Some, not life stories, but just some funny stuff from around the web that I've seen.
You almost said world.
Or world, yeah. This comes from the Huffington Post. The headline says, study shows women half as likely to fake soccer injuries as men. Jeremy, your interpretation.
Do you want the chauvinist offensive interpretation or the PC interpretation?
Well, I think what it means is that men need to take acting lessons.
What?
Better acting lessons.
You mean the women are just not getting caught?
Maybe.
They're just so much better at faking the injuries that they... I was just going to say their injuries are more often real.
Yeah, that's probably true, too.
No, I don't know. Aren't there... it's too out of context. Maybe there aren't as many women playing soccer as there are men, if they're going strictly by numbers. This is a very serious matter. I don't find it... No, I don't actually know. That's really weird.
Maybe it's because the women just go planking on the ground instead of letting themselves be injured.
The woman or the women?
Yeah. Or how about this?
Planking? Why have we not done any planking?
You can go plank wherever you want. Just go plink somewhere.
Nice.
Millions killed in jellyfish anti-nuke protests. Jellyfish have a very relevant objection to nuclear power. Or as some people say it, nuclear power. Facilities that use seawater for cooling suck up untold numbers of jellyfish and other marine life.
Peanut butter jellyfish time!
Every year. These brainless marine invertebrates have finally decided to take a stand, coordinating a global protest that has resulted in the shutdown of 4 reactors and millions of deaths.
Okay.
Nobody paid much attention when the seawater intakes of a nuclear power plant in Japan got clogged with jellyfish last week. Well, first of all, how do you clog something with jellyfish? I mean, does a straw ever get clogged with jelly? You just suck hard enough and it goes...
I have no response to that. I'd like to see you drink a cup of jellyfish, though.
Maybe because there was other more interesting stuff going on. But when it turned out that the same thing happened in Israel and twice in Scotland, people started to ask questions.
Scotland.
Such as, could I make a jellyfish sandwich?
They did not ask
take
this.
Take some jelly.
Where are you reading
fish,
all this?
Make a sandwich delish.
This never happened. What are you talking about right now?
Of course, it's possible that it's all just a fluke. As Monty Graham, a jellyfish biologist and senior marine scientist at the Dauphin Island Sea Lab of the Gulf Coast of Alabama, states.
What on earth? That can't be a real place.
The several power plant incidents that happened recently aren't enough to indicate a global pattern. Okay, hold on. The jellyfish have attacked in...
Attacked?
Let's see. Where did he say?
What on earth is this?
Oh, where did he say? Israel? Twice in Scotland and in Japan. That sounds like it's a global pattern.
It's happened repeatedly around the world in exactly the same way. It is not a global pattern.
He says, clearly. They certainly could be coincidental. Could be.
Your mom could be coincidental.
Apparently, even the experts are worried about a jellyfish overthrow of our existing beachfront power infrastructure.
Oh, why stop there?
First the beach, then the world.
Absolutely.
And then Google.
Oh, right.
When nuclear power and jellyfish mix,
Jelly
the
plus.
Result is the stuff of nightmares. Nightmares, I tell you. Nightmares. How do you get a mutant jellyfish? Because it's already like jello.
Its skin turns opaque and it sprouts legs and starts walking and it sprouts arms. And let's face it, jellyfish already seem a little like mutants.
What would an albino jellyfish look like? Clear?
Okay.
Winnie in the chat room suggested glow-in-the-dark jellyfish.
Winnie in the chat. Winnie in the chat. Winnie in the chat with a baseball bat. And a jellyfish. I'm loopy.
Yeah. You are.
It's because the story makes no sense. I have no context. So where are we?
We are moving on to the next story. Except that this is a warning to all of you out there.
All you jellyfish anyway.
We will not take this attack lightly, you jellyfish. We will not stand idly by and watch your slow, blobby mass attack our shore. After all, you're wearing that embarrassing Speedo. You shouldn't let that blobby mass... Oh, wait. Whoops. Wrong script. I think I suddenly found a tie-in.
Nice.
Maybe... Those people I saw on the beach
are clogging our nuclear reactors.
Or they're jellyfish in disguise.
They're mutant jellyfish.
They look like humans.
Mutant jellyfish are people.
They're attacking our shores en masse. America doesn't have an obesity problem. It has a mutant jellyfish problem.
They're trying to disgust us to death.
And it's working. Pull out your speedometers. Fight. Fight the onslaught. More nuclear power plants.
What?
I don't know.
For them to get clogged in or to become human in.
Oh, yeah, true. No more power plants.
Oh, great.
Here's some news from around here, greater Cincinnati area. This was on nky.cincinnati.com. This is official site that warns not of jellyfish, but of another problem. See, jellyfish are attacking from the sea, but you know who's attacking from inland?
I think I do.
Zombies.
Absolutely. Yeah. Road construction zombies.
Yes. They are out there and they want brains. Florence, Kentucky, not Italy. As if orange barrels, speed traps, and distracted motorists sharing the road weren't stressful enough, drivers on southbound Interstate 7175 Thursday morning were given another warning. Beware of the undead. This is Kentucky, where education pays. Oh, yeah, and beware of zombies on the road. That could be our new state slogan. Warning, zombies ahead. An electronic highway sign on the interstate near Kentucky 18 exit read, "Nightly lane closures, zombies ahead." The sign was apparently hacked, said Nancy Wood, Kentucky Transportation Cabinet spokeswoman. I didn't know cabinets had a spokeswoman. I've heard of cabinet makers, but... Highway contractor Bluegrass Paving has been working in the area at night, Wood said. The portable message board was supposed to read nightly lane closures. Attacking jellyfish ahead. No, wait. Road work ahead. The transportation cabinet learned of the zombie warning. That just sounds so serious because it's not in quotation marks. The transportation cabinet learned of the zombie warning around 9:30 a.m. Thursday. Officials contacted the contractors and turned off the sign until it was fixed. We're not sure how long it had been up. Luckily, someone was reading the sign and brought it to our attention, she said. To put everyone's brains...
You just see the person standing on the side of the interstate reading the sign for about a half an hour trying to figure out what it says and then informing them.
Yeah, there's a sign here. I don't know what it means.
I've been reading this sign and it always says the same thing.
I don't remember learning about zombies in school. Where's that education paying off? Here in Kentucky, where education pays. To put everyone's brains at ease, Florence police said there were no reports of zombies.
Which is a brilliant little piece of writing, I must say.
In the area Thursday morning. Here's what I want to know. Did police actually look?
No doubt.
No zombies. We're safe.
It depends on your definition of zombie, because I can honestly say there are some zombies here. Let's be honest. A lot of them are in Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Officials were not amused by the prankster. Those signs are there for a reason. They are to warn people of pending jellyfish attacks, to keep the motorists safe as well as the crews out there, she said.
You're hacking, editorializing, aren't you?
Yes. Hacking electronic highway signs with zombie warnings is apparently becoming a popular pastime across the country. Wait, wouldn't it be a current time?
I think it would.
Hackers have posted zombie warnings in at least 6 states. Dude, there are zombies in 6 states. Why aren't they heeding the warnings?
This is a cover-up.
Yeah, government cover-up.
No. The government has been taken over by the jellyfish people, and they're the ones covering up the zombies. The zombies are working for them.
Ooh.
It's true.
In March, hackers warned drivers at the North Carolina-South Carolina line of zombies ahead. Hackers posted the same message in Boulder, Colorado earlier that month. Zombie messages have also been posted in Indiana, Texas, and Illinois.
I don't think it's part of a national pattern, though.
The mischief could be fueled by numerous websites that explain to would-be hackers how to change the messages.
No joke.
On the signs. And you know what? The Associated Press contributed.
Absolutely.
That's what it says at the end of the article.
Wait, really?
Yes.
No, not as part of the article, though.
It looks like it's part of the article. It's in the same font. So the Associated Press is out there. They're being used by the mutant jellyfish people to hide the truth about zombies.
We should find out how to do that so that we can spot other people who might be doing it and make them stop.
Or just put our own messages up there, like follow the ramen noodle.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you see a road sign in your area that tells you when the time of the next ramen noodle episode is airing,
you better heed the warning.
Absolutely. Join us back.
Yes. Well, we are out of time for now. Or should I play this video?
What video? Is it of zombie jelly people or no. Whatever we're
I'll save that
at
video
this point?
For next time.
Spoiler. I mean, teaser. I mean, actually, he didn't really give you any information except that it's a video that you can't see.
So if you find anything funny on the web, in the news, take any funny pictures for us that you'd like to share.
Not of Speedos, please.
Yes, no Speedos. If you send us a picture of Speedos on a person, then we will cancel your subscription to the Ramen Noodle with no refund.
That's right. We will.
Because, dude, you cannot hug every cat. So don't even try. Send your funny stories, funny jokes, funny stuff you see on the web, anything like that to feedback@noodle.mx or call into 859-353-4332. The links to these stories and the videos and all of that stuff will be in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/74. And while you're there on theramennoodle.com/74, also leave a comment to let us know what you think about the new theme song, whether we should keep it or if you'll write one for us. Someone wrote one for us already.
Or if you'll rip us a new one.
A Speedo, that is. We need a new Speedo. Because the last one, some mutant zombie jellyfish got him.
Nope, not really. He's lying. It's a cover-up of a cover-up.
Yeah, to cover everything. But Jeremy, where can people follow you on the internet?
Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon. And I almost never talk about Speedos.
Yes, and I never wear Speedos, and I'm at twitter.com/theramennoodle.
He wears something else, don't worry.
And there will be a bonus content either in the show notes or on the site, and it has nothing to do with Speedos. Or maybe we might save that for next episode, but check out the site.
Speedos!
When you're on theramennoodle.com, please subscribe to us also. Leave us a rating in iTunes and then send us an email to let us know that you did. And we will send you a pair of Speedos or something.
Oh my gosh.
No, not quite.
And why is it a pair? Isn't it just a single item?
A Speedo?
Yes, a Speedos.
That's true because there's not really a pair of anything.
It's the same thing with all pants. It's why is it a pair?
Well, see, pants have a pair of legs.
So it's really Speedos a pair of pants no and like a uniting top section.
A United Pants of America.
All right. Yeah. We'll explore that noodleism on another episode. Pair of pants.
And check out the past episodes and all of that stuff. And send us your funny things because, you know, we need it. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, Ramen Noodle. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you.
Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx. Check out our podcasts on Clean Comedy, well, that's this one, How to Podcast with Audacity, Christian Movie Reviews with Critical Thinking, and more over at noodle.mx. By the way, remember to join us live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Yes, that's right, every Monday night, because we're now doing this weekly. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Well, I love every cat.
I have, yeah. I have every cat.
You have every cat?
That's what her son will be in 50 years. I have every cat.
All the cats are.
I have every cat.
Time life treats you like an amateur. Keep laughing. Because your next time life treats you like
because your next time will be so good.
Because your next time life treats you like an amateur. Keep laughing because you're not the only one. Next time, life treats you like an amateur. Keep laughing, because you're next time, life treats you like an amateur. Keep laughing, because you're next time, life treats you like an amateur. Keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Next time, life treats you like an amateur. Keep laughing, because you're next time, life treats you like an amateur.
You're next time.
Keep laughing, because you're...
That's why I kept doing that.
Wow. Again to
catch the end.
Let's see.
This is the Sonify Podcast with your hosts, the iPhone. Whoa, get it down.
I'm sticking to him.
Yeah, Winnie. Keep laughing because your next time won't be so funny.
We've got zombie jellyfish up in here. Jellyfish are killing everyone. They look like big fat guys in Speedos. It's the end of the world. The nuclear reactor. We've got zombie jellyfish up in here. Jellyfish are killing everyone. They look like big fat guys in Speedos. It's the end of the world. The nuclear reactors are going down. We've got zombie jellyfish up in here. Jellyfish are killing everyone. They look like big fat guys in Speedos. It's the end of the world. The nuclear reactor.
I call this song The Nuclear React. Wow.
I'm glad I left the recorder running.
Oh, you did, didn't
bonus
you?
Bonus content. If we had a paid membership, this would be on it. But we don't, so.
Your next money anyway.
Your next time.